Alzheimer's disease currently affects 5.7 million people in the United States. Researchers aren't sure of the cause and have yet to find a cure. Our next guest is taking a unique approach to improving the quality of life for people dealing with Alzheimer's using baseball memories. The famous Willie Mays over-the-shoulder catch there. Michael Ego is a professor of human development and family studies at the University of Connecticut. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into the work you're doing, you've written that there's a lot of effort going in to try to find cures for Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia, and that's important. You want to see more work done on improving the quality of life for people who actually have Alzheimer's. Can you talk about why you see that as being so important?
Well, I see it as important because, as you just mentioned, there's no cure, and actually there's also no definitive cause that we can point to. And so the people that have the disease, as you know, there's various stages, which varies from early stage to late stage. And at each stage, people lose, or as a stage gets later, that they lose more of their cognitive function and memory. And so what I'm more concerned about is, what can we do to help these individuals who suffer from this disease have a good time? And when I say have a good time, in a way that is related to something that they're familiar with. And with a lot of these individuals, baseball has been part of their lives for many years. And so we would like to trigger their memories and have some enjoyment in talking about baseball.
I know there's been work, and you write about this too, doing things like acting, drama, poetry, other forms of creativity. There's a lot of work actually going on in Wisconsin on this. What led you on the path toward talking about sports with people with Alzheimer's?
Well, the thing was that I first discovered this program as it pertains to baseball in St. Louis, and the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team collaborated with the VA Hospital and the Alzheimer's Association in St. Louis to start a program in baseball. The person that started that program got the idea from Scotland, where in Scotland they initiated a program that was focused on sports reminiscence, which had not been done before, and more specifically to address the men or the males that were not perceived to be having enough socialization programs as compared to the females in Scotland. And so I actually have had the opportunity to travel to Scotland on two occasions, where I've actually observed what's going on in Scotland, and they're doing a phenomenal situation with what they're doing for their for the people that have the disease.
Talk about how this works in practice, whether it's the program on soccer in Scotland or what you're doing with Alzheimer's patients, talking about baseball. What actually happens?
Well, it's essentially an opportunity to talk about baseball from their past. And this could be as if they have been participants where they played baseball when they were younger. And also as spectators and fans of baseball. And this could be local baseball, it could be college baseball, it could be regional baseball. And in our case, it's mostly importantly for the Major League Baseball in the New York area, where over time we've had the Brooklyn Dodgers, who went to Los Angeles, and the New York Giants, who went to San Francisco. And, of course, right now we have the New York Mets and the New York Yankees, who've been here for quite a while. And so we sort of, I would say, tend to talk about the major league teams, but we also talk about some of the local teams that also were part of their lives early on.
So you're talking about baseball. Do you watch baseball historical highlights or current games as well?
Yes, we do a combination of things. Matter of fact, we just had a session yesterday, and we had a session on baseball jokes. And so what we did was we had each of the participants give a handout, and each person was asked to read a particular joke. Okay, example, one of the jokes was, why was Cinderella such a bad baseball player? Answer, because the pumpkin was a coach. Okay, so those kinds of fun kinds of stuff that we do, and so we, I guess today we, the participants, we asked a joke, and then we said, okay, who knows the answer? And some people know the answer, some people don't, and then we laugh and we have a good time. But it triggers memories about baseball in general, and that's what we're trying to focus on, is to give them a chance to have a good time with their peers, which is another important thing, because we're talking about people that have the same disease, and they gather around this table with volunteers who are also a very important part of this program, and we try to provide a good time, because again, for most of their time, they suffer.
Talking to Michael Ego, professor of human development and family studies at the University of Connecticut, talking about a program, a project he's working on, using baseball memories to work with people with Alzheimer's, to improve their quality of life. So, Michael, there's the baseball jokes, there's watching, there's talking about baseball. How do you see individuals react? What happens as they're doing this?
Oh, number one, I mean, we do this every 2 weeks for 1 hour. 1 hour every 2 weeks, so it's not a regular programming where it's like every day. And so these participants, they walk into the room, and you can see the smile on their faces because they know that they're going to have an opportunity to socialize with others. And again, it's not the cure, and it'd be great if they could find the cure, because again, this disease is so awful. But if we can give them a chance to reminisce about something that they've enjoyed all their lives, in this case baseball, that we feel that this particular activity does enhance, even for a little while, the quality of life.
I want to talk about that social connection angle, because it seems like there's a double tragedy here. You have Alzheimer's, which is bad in and of itself, but that can be very isolating. It makes it hard to talk to people, makes it hard for people to talk to you in some ways, and we know that social connection is really important, even for completely healthy people. How important is it to get that social connection in there for people with Alzheimer's?
Well, the one thing that we are somewhat fortunate about is that this particular program that we offer is done at an adult daycare center, which, is a daily program. It's not an institutional facility where the individuals come on a daily basis. They live at home and care for by caregivers. And so the chance that they have is actually enhanced because of that, because they're not, again, they're not in institutionalized facilities where sometimes it is very difficult for them. And so we are able to connect the dots with the facility itself, because the facility also does provide services that also make their lives enjoyable as well.
I know this is an ongoing project, you're still working on your research, but are there maybe lessons out there for people who either have relatives who have Alzheimer's or work with people with Alzheimer's to try to find something that gave the person joy in the past and give opportunities to encounter that, even if it's not detailed conversations about their memories, just expose them to that thing, whether it's baseball or music or whatever, that brought them joy in the past and see if it still does now.
Right. Well, as you mentioned at the beginning of the program, there has been evidence that creative arts programs, that there's evidence that does make a difference in improving the quality of life for individuals. It's just that sports has been more of a recent kind of introduction to an intervention that we can use to make people's lives better. And so, yes, I think anything that someone enjoys or has enjoyed in the past, you know what it is? My feeling is that there is a stigma attached to this disease and that people are fearful because they're misinformed. And for instance, I've had people say to me, oh, I don't want to be around these individuals because I don't want to catch what they have. And I said, what do you mean catch? It's not contagious. And they go, it's not? I said, no. And so, those kinds of things are really, really bothersome to me. Like, how can they How would they even think that way? And so I hope that the other message that I would like to send out to the listeners is that we need to show more compassion by understanding the realities of this disease, and that is it's not contagious, it's not automatic once you get to a certain age, and that you can be engaged in interaction with these individuals and be able to enhance their lives and show your compassion for them.
It's a good place to leave it. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Michael Ego, professor of human development and family studies at the University of Connecticut. We've been talking about his work with Alzheimer's patients with conversations about baseball.